Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10 Principles for Doing Effective Couples Therapy by Julie Schwartz Gottman and John M. Gottman, is a practical clinical guide for therapists who work with distressed couples. Grounded in the Gottmans' well-known research tradition and their experience training clinicians, the book explains what effective couple therapy looks like in the room, not just in theory. It is written as a set of organizing principles that help therapists assess what is happening in the relationship system, choose interventions, and stay steady when sessions become emotionally intense. In line with its placement in the Norton series on interpersonal neurobiology, the approach highlights emotion regulation, physiology, and the way partners' internal histories shape present conflict, rather than treating partners as opponents in a debate. The method frames therapy as helping two people understand one another, reduce flooding and escalation, and build a more resilient bond. The focus is on actionable structure and therapist stance as much as on specific techniques. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, treating the relationship as the patient, a central organizing idea, is that the therapist is not primarily fixing one partner, but working with the relationship as a dynamic system. This shift matters because couple distress often persists even when each individual has understandable reasons for their feelings. In practice, treating the relationship means tracking recurring interaction patterns, how conflict discussions begin, how bids for connection are made or missed, and how each partner responds under stress. The therapist helps the couple see their cycle clearly, so the problem becomes the pattern rather than the person. This stance also reduces blame and creates room for both partners to feel understood. The Gottman's approach is known for translating observations into concrete targets for change, such as reducing harsh starts, increasing repair attempts, and rebuilding everyday friendship and respect. The principle also guides session structure. The therapist can move between joint conversation and focused work that strengthens the relationship system, rather than simply adjudicating who is right. Over time, the couple learns to collaborate against escalation and to practice skills that protect the bond during inevitable disagreements. Secondly, balanced empathy with both partners, even in polarized conflict. Couple therapy frequently presents a therapist with two compelling stories that seem mutually exclusive. One partner experiences themselves as pursuing closeness or accountability, while the other experiences themselves as defending against criticism or control. The book emphasizes the discipline of empathizing with both partners at once, without collapsing into neutrality that avoids hard truths. Balanced empathy is an active clinical stance. The therapist validates the internal logic of each partner's experience and helps translate it into language the other can hear. This can de-escalate sessions because partners stop feeling that therapy is a courtroom. It also supports accountability because empathy does not require endorsing harmful behavior. When the therapist consistently conveys that both inner worlds matter, the couple is more likely to risk vulnerability and curiosity. The Gottman-oriented style often uses careful slowing down, reflection, and structured conversations so that each person can describe feelings, needs, and meanings beneath reactive statements. The practical result is a therapy atmosphere where partners can move from defending positions to understanding impact, making it easier to negotiate differences and to rebuild trust. Thirdly, managing emotional flooding and physiological reactivity. The Gottmans have long emphasized that many couples fail to resolve conflict, not because they lack solutions, but because their bodies become overwhelmed during interaction. The book highlights the clinical importance of recognizing emotional flooding and elevated reactivity, then intervening so the couple can return to a regulated state. When flooding happens, partners may interpret neutral statements as attacks, struggle to listen, or become rigid and self-protective. Effective therapy, therefore, includes helping couples notice early cues of escalation, normalize the biological stress response, and practice strategies for self-soothing and taking breaks before conversations become destructive. This principle supports skill building and conflict management, because techniques such as gentle startup, repair, and problem-solving work far better when both partners are regulated. It also guides the therapist to pace sessions appropriately, avoiding interventions that intensify dysregulation. Within an interpersonal neurobiology frame, regulation is not only individual but relational. Partners learn how their tone, timing, and responsiveness affect the other's nervous system. By lowering intensity and increasing safety, the couple can access empathy and collaboration again. Fourthly, therapist self-regulation and the ability to stay steady. The book underscores that the therapist is part of the emotional field in the room. Couple conflict can evoke strong reactions in clinicians, including anxiety, frustration, or identification with one partner. If the therapist becomes flooded or reactive, sessions can drift into taking sides, rushing to solutions, or shutting down difficult emotion. a core principle is therefore maintaining composure before attempting major interventions. This includes monitoring one's own body cues, using grounding or pacing, and choosing responses that lower heat rather than amplify it. The therapist also has to tolerate ambiguity while assessments unfold, since early impressions can be misleading when couples are polarized. Staying steady supports credibility and safety, allowing both partners to trust that therapy will not repeat the invalidation they may feel at home. It also helps the clinician apply a research-informed structure consistently, rather than improvising under pressure. In effect, therapist regulation becomes a model for the couple that demonstrates that intense emotion can be held, named, and redirected toward understanding and repair. This principle is especially relevant for clinicians who feel pulled into becoming an umpire instead of a relationship therapist. Lastly, building a durable partnership through shared meaning, goals, and dreams, beyond crisis management. The book points toward the long-term aim of helping couples build a life that feels meaningful to both partners. Effective therapy does not stop at reducing conflict frequency. It strengthens the couple's sense of friendship, purpose, and shared direction. The Gottman perspective commonly emphasizes that many perpetual problems cannot be fully solved, so couples need ways to dialogue about differences while staying connected. Exploring values, life goals, and personal dreams helps partners see each other as complex people rather than obstacles. When couples identify what matters most, they can make compromises that protect core needs and reduce gridlock. This work can also reframe recurring fights as clashes of meaning rather than mere stubbornness, which supports compassion and creativity. In session, the therapist facilitates conversations that move from surface complaints to deeper hopes, fears, and identity themes. This aligns with an interpersonal neurobiology view in which secure connection supports exploration and growth. The practical payoff is a relationship with more positive interactions, a clearer sense of we, and a stronger buffer against stressors that would otherwise trigger old patterns of contempt, defensiveness, or withdrawal. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples therapists, trainees, and clinicians who want a clear, research-informed map for what to do when two people are stuck in painful patterns. Because the writing is practical and structured around core principles, it can also help allied professionals who consult with couples, such as psychologists, social workers, and counselors, refine their stance and session planning. Motivated non-professionals may also find it useful as a window into how strong therapy works, though it is primarily a clinical guide rather than a self-help workbook. Readers gain concrete benefits, a systemic way to define the therapeutic target, guidance on maintaining balanced empathy, a framework for handling flooding and escalation, and a reminder that therapist self-regulation is not optional in high-conflict sessions. The emphasis on shared meaning and life dreams positions the work beyond symptom reduction, aiming for relationships that can withstand ongoing differences. Compared with many couples' books that focus mainly on communication tips, 10 Principles stands out by integrating therapist process, emotional and physiological regulation, and an evidence-oriented clinical mindset. It functions like a compact manual for doing the work with steadiness, clarity, and compassion. If you would like to support Julie Schwartz Gottman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.